Our Bible reading today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
So this is a very, very special week. And today, in church, there are really two readings that you can have. One is the reading that we've just heard, which is of Jesus coming to Jerusalem in triumph with everybody shouting for him, singing praise to him, saying, "You are our Saviour." And the other reading that you can have is all about the things that followed that led up to Good Friday and to Easter Sunday. Well, I want to spend a little time on the reading that we've had this morning. But before we do that, let me just remind you that Jerusalem was the capital city of Israel. It had a population of about 20,000. Which I guess is about twice the size of Twyford. But when the Passover was happening, there were 3 million people there. It was hectic. Just imagine it. Busy, bustling, noisy. Now what I want to do is to go through the reading. But before we do that, I'm going to ask all the young people to come out, bring their kneelers, because I'm going to need a lot of help this morning. A lot of help. You've heard the AV isn't working properly, so goodness knows what we're going to have to do. There must be some more young people, and it will be fun. It will be, well, I think it will be fun, I don't know. So, does anybody know what that is? What is it? A roller coaster. That's exactly right. I looked at it and I thought, if the red was yellow, it could be a big M for McDonald's. But it's not. It's a roller coaster. And the very last week of Jesus' life on earth was like a roller coaster. We're just going to look now at some of the key events on our roller coaster ride. On that Sunday, Jesus went into Jerusalem. That was a high spot. They were all saying, "Save us. We want to believe in you as our king." But the chief priests start to plot against Jesus. Do you know why they started to plot against Jesus? Why did? Because he had told them what to do. Absolutely. He'd been saying some of the things they were doing wrong, and they didn't really know who God was. And they weren't living a life that God would want them to live. So they were jealous, and they decided to get rid of him. And one of Jesus's followers' name was Judas. And Judas was a man who liked money. And so Judas went and saw the chief priests and said, "How much will you give me? How much will you give me if I betray Jesus to you and hand him over when you think he's doing something wrong?" And they said, "We'll give you 30 pieces of silver." I don't know if anyone's seen the new £1 coin. These pieces of silver were worth much, much more than that. Loads and loads of money. And so that's really a bit of a dip in our roller coaster ride. But then, a real high spot. Eating together can be fun. Maybe you're having lunch today with your family or your friends. Maybe it's going to be outside. You might even be having a barbecue. And Jesus had a meal with his friends and his disciples, where he shared bread with them and he shared wine with them. Just as we do very often on a Sunday in church when we come up for communion. And it was a great feast. It was the feast of the Passover, where everybody gave thanks. But after that meal, Jesus was arrested. And one of the sad bits as we start to go down the dip in our roller coaster and have to hold our breath was that one of Jesus's followers, Peter, says, I'm a really loyal follower of you. I'm a really loyal follower of you. And I will never not own you or speak up for you." But what happens is that on three occasions, Peter has the opportunity to say, "Yes, I'm a supporter of Jesus." But what does he do? He runs away. So that was really sad. It's letting your friends down. And then when Jesus was arrested, they made fun of him. They beat him. And he was brought before the council, which is like a court. And the court said that he ought to be tried before Pilate. Now, Pilate was a very, very influential man. Probably a bit like Theresa May is today in Wargrave and in London and really throughout the world. Pilate, in his area, was very, very, very well connected and very, very well looked up to. And so Jesus was before Pilate, but Pilate really couldn't see that there was that much wrong with what Jesus was doing. So he sent him to his boss, to Herod. And Herod said, "Well, I'm not sure either that I can see what he's doing is wrong." He said, "I'm washing my hands of this and I'm sending him back." But the crowd were whipped up by the chief priests, who said, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And so Jesus is sentenced to death and crucified, and Jesus dies. When you get to the bottom of a roller coaster and you have to go back up again, have you seen what happens? Do you know what happens on the roller coaster? You'll have to get your mums and dads to take you and show you. What happens is you get a track in the middle so you can go up a very, very steep hill. Everybody thought that Jesus had died. But 3 days later, he was alive again. And that's a very, very high spot for us all. So this bottom where Jesus lies, the bottom of the roller coaster, this roller coaster of Jesus' life, has got this big, big thing that winds him back up again and brings him to life. He's got God working for him. And Jesus is God. Let's look at our Bible reading. Now, what I need for our Bible reading is somebody who is going to be Jesus. Who's going to be Jesus? Do you want to be Jesus? Come on then, Charlie. Now, I want two disciples as well. Come on, the two disciples, you come here. Now, I need the other people to be the crowd, okay? So the crowd all will need cloaks to throw on the floor. And I think there are some over there. So do you want to go and get a cloak if you're one of the crowd? And maybe Mum can get a cloak as well. Yeah, there's enough cloaks for everybody. Christina, come and get a cloak. They'll all be far too big for you, but don't worry. You can't ask. Oh, yeah, Barbara, you can. Barbara, you can come as well. You can come and get a cloak and be in the play. So. Well, you can have them on you if you like. That's fine. That's fine. So, one of the next things we're going to look at is what's in this reading. And one of the words is Hosanna. Can you see that word there? And it's a cry of praise to God, but it also means save us. Save us. So you're going to hear in this reading that the people, the crowd, were saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Save us from the rule of the Roman people. So, let's look at our reading and see if we can do this. But I think the crowd could go over there, actually, if we choreography this. So, there's our crowd. Now, as they approached Jerusalem, so go, the three of you walk that way. So, this is Jesus and his disciples. There would have been more of them. They came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, and Jesus sent two of his disciples. So, send them, Jesus, over there, I think. Sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you'll find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Now, the colt was a young donkey. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. And we read, this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets. Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Let me ask any of the adults, do you know who the prophet was that was referred to there? Zacharias. Yes, it was Zacharias. And 500 years previous to this day, when Jesus was with his disciples, and he sent them off to get this donkey, 500 years previously, Zechariah had prophesied that the Messiah would enter Jerusalem on a donkey. And Zechariah tells us two things. He'll come as a gentle king, and he'll come as a righteous king to bring salvation and hope to all of his people. So, those two disciples have done what Jesus had said. And now, well, why don't you go and greet them, Jesus? Let's see now, if when Jesus meets his disciples again, So, Jesus is going to come back. And we need to get the crowd involved now. Wait there, Jesus. The crowd. When Jesus comes, you are going to say, oh, Jesus, save us, Hosanna. And you're going to throw your coats on the floor so he can walk over them. You're going to say, come on, Jesus, come on, I welcome you. Okay, so can you throw your coats? Okay, so now I wonder if Jesus is coming. Is Jesus coming?
sinner. See if we can do this.
Maybe you can hear the punk clip clopping, can you? Can you hear the clop? Right.
Why he chose a donkey and not a white stallion, because he wanted to show that he was humble and he was gentle and he was going to bring people salvation. And the crowds, they'd spread their cloaks on the road. And what were they shouting? Let's have a look at the board. They were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Let's all shout that. Hosanna to the Son of David.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven.
Well, I hope the people in Jerusalem on that day had a bit more life in them than you did. Come on. You see, if you really do believe in Jesus, you just imagine on that very first Palm Sunday, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is..." No, it wouldn't be like that. "Hosanna to the Son of David." Come on then. Okay, so we're all really excited that our King Jesus is with us. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and they asked, "Who is this?" And then the crowds answered, what did they answer? God, we've lost all our enthusiasm in that as well, haven't we? "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." We're excited because Jesus is our King and he has come to save us. He has come to save us. And so on this day, we're saying, hooray for Jesus. Do you want to come and sit at the front again? Because I think if we now move to slide 7, and I'm going to test our operators. No, that's slide 6, slide 7. Yeah. What can we learn from today's teaching? Well, there's just so much that we can learn. But I want to think about the whole of this week. This is, as I said at the beginning, a very, very special week. The first thing that we've learned, I think, today is that Jesus is a king. But he's not a ruthless, proud, dominant king. He's a gentle king who will bring us salvation. Secondly, just like Peter, we can sometimes let Jesus down. We can do it in all sorts of ways. Sometimes we might not speak up for him. Sometimes we might do things that he wouldn't be very pleased with. But it's interesting that Peter was forgiven after Jesus died. The third thing I think we learn, that Passover meal was a great experience for the disciples. And it can be a great experience for us to come and share a meal together with Jesus. And so for the adults in the congregation, for those of you who perhaps feel, well, I don't yet feel I can participate fully in the Holy Communion service, and you want to know more, well, just talk to John or to Steve or myself. Because it is a great experience to share having a meal with Jesus. The fourth thing is, so Jesus did die for us, and on that day, on that cross, on Good Friday, he took away the sin of the whole world. And to be forgiven, all we have to do is to believe in him. And yet that's not the end. The fifth point and final point. Jesus didn't die and stay dead. He's alive today. He rose from the dead. And Jesus shows us how to have life forever, which is so exciting and so fantastic. So remember, Jesus is a king, but he was a humble. He loved people. He even washed his friends' feet. So today, we give thanks to God that he sent Jesus to be our Saviour and to give us life forever. Amen.